speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, July 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at what I think is the hill to die on, and that is the mask mandates. They're rapidly going up, even as we find that the death rates for this flu are less than the typical flu, as they try to breathlessly shift the narrative to masks. And I think instead of have all these articles where they're pushing back really hard this weekend against the anti-maskers. And I think we need to take control of that term. I think we need to call ourselves the I can't breathe movement. Let's confuse them completely. You know, it's pretty confusing when we talk about, I would talk about BLM, and that began in 2014. We talk about the Bundy situation. And then Soros's women of color and LGBT Marxists came up with the Black Lives Matter, and that became BLM. And then whenever I talk about BLM, people get very confused. So I think we need to say this is going to be the I can't breathe movement, and we start talking about mandatory masks. We're also going to talk about paper promises or gold. I know, in God we trust. Gold is much more trustworthy than paper promises, though, as well. So we're going to talk about the dollar and what effect this is having on these issues. And then there was a very interesting exchange. A couple of interesting things happened with the Kanye West campaign rally, I guess. I mean, he's saying that he's still running for president. Perhaps he's looking to come on as a write-in candidate because he's not going to make it on the ballot in most places. But maybe he's got enough name recognition that people would write him in. I don't know. But it was interesting what he had to say. And it was interesting how what he had to say was misrepresented, extremely misrepresented. So we're going to take a look at that. And we're going to take a look at Kamala Harris's new plastic surgery. Everybody's like, well, what's going on with her face? And I think it is a very important sign that she may be at the front of the running to become Biden's presidential running mate. Because, you know, it is a prerequisite to be on that ticket that you have to have a lot of plastic surgery and poor plastic surgery. Maybe they should call it the plastic surgery party. You know, you got Nancy Pelosi with her eyebrows up at her hairline, and you got Joe Biden looking like he's, I don't know, he's got his face so stretched out there. It's kind of, every day I look at this, and it's more and more like Terry Gilliam's Brazil. Guys, see, pull up some of it for people who haven't seen it. You know, besides the over-the-top SWAT teams that I talk about all the time, and the dysfunctional authoritarian society that is parodied in that, you also have an obsession with plastic surgery by the main character's mother. And basically, they have these, all the women are having plastic surgery, and you can see them literally stretching their face with latex. This is the Democrat Party. This is what we have become. We've become Terry Gilliam's Brazil. Kamala Harris and company, in the movie Brazil, they pull this out, and it's a running joke, subtle, throughout the movie, as the mother of the character, who is in her 60s or whatever, as she and her friends get together, they've all just had new plastic surgery, and it's all coming apart. I mean, their face is leaking, and it's ripping off and everything else, and so this is what the Democrat Party has become. And then we see this story about a shark pulls a 10-year-old from a fishing boat in Australia. That's pretty amazing. And I think that we need to lock down all of the oceans worldwide. All the beaches need to be locked down worldwide because this is the way that this would be done. Now, you know, they find one child, they allege, died from COVID-19, and we lock down the entire world. Well, I think we should do this because of the shark attack. Pulled him out of the boat.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old. Lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city. Same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube of COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, July 20th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 126 of America Held Hostage. And you know, as we get into this, they have made so many references to 1918 and trying to explain that this is what we have to do and that this really is 1918, and of course it isn't. We've shown you the profile of the people who died in the 1918 pandemic and how there were a lot. The two big spikes were people over 85 and under 1 year old. And then the rest of the deaths demographically were spread evenly over the population. And yet when you look at the demographics of the alleged COVID-19 deaths, and we don't really know that for sure, this is being rigged in so many different ways. We just had a motorcycle death blamed on COVID-19. This was in Texas. Florida, where this happened. Florida man who died in a motorcycle wreck was labeled as a COVID-19 death by the state. Now, how many of these deaths do you believe? How many of these cases that they tested do you believe? As I tweeted out again this morning, I reminded people that the PCR tests are being misused, and this is based on the scientist, the real scientist who invented PCR. He says it's not to be used for this. It won't give you correct results for this. And then we've also had the CDC admit that any cold or flu, because they're all coronaviruses, so anything that is like a coronavirus, not just COVID-19, any flu, any cold will test positive for COVID-19. But again, the PCR tests are not valid for this. They're misusing it. It's not science. This is political. It is psychological. It is manipulation. Political and psychological manipulation. Here's a good example of this. Bloomberg opinion. This is Bloomberg opinion. Get ready with your BS detector right here. The founding fathers would have been pro-face mask. Yeah, okay. Well, what is the argument here? Well, the argument is that when there was a smallpox epidemic, they closed the borders. Oh, wait a minute. They closed the borders? They closed the borders of towns? They closed the borders of the army to limit smallpox moving around? So that doesn't sound like anything that you would expect Bloomberg to embrace, closing borders. But here's the good news. If the founding fathers, who were evil slave owners, if this is true, maybe we should embrace this lie from Bloomberg. If this is true, and the evil founders of this evil country who owned slaves also embraced face masks, would have, theoretically, they don't know, because they weren't stupid enough to do something like that, even with a smallpox epidemic. They weren't foolish enough to think that that was really going to work. But if they embraced it, then that means that it's bad, right? Because everything that the founding fathers did is tainted by slavery. Everything that they did is racist. And so we should reject everything that the founding fathers did. So we should reject face masks. End of story. I don't even want to debunk this article. Let's just leave it there. Because the founding fathers would have embraced face masks. And let's just say that they would. So for the sake of argument, so we can get rid of the face masks, okay? In the name of fighting infectious diseases is what they're arguing here. We need to restrict freedom. This is a phrase from Bloomberg. We need to restrict freedom in the name of fighting infectious diseases. And that's exactly what is happening. It's in the name of fighting infectious diseases. And we don't have to make any argument as to whether or not that's real. And of course, we all know that, first of all, Washington would not let anybody go in or out of the camp when the smallpox epidemic hit. Washington had had smallpox and he had survived. And he had immunity because of that. And eventually, after it was over, they would not let the army be attacked by it because they thought that it was a subversive method by the British. They're going to try to contaminate the army and spread disease. And of course, they would do something like that. But he did eventually have the soldiers inoculated. But that isn't an argument for vaccines. Because you see, the vaccines that they had then, a weakened version of smallpox, was nothing at all like what we have today. We're talking about messenger RNA. We're talking about messing with your DNA is what we're talking about. We're talking about stuff that has never been tested. And we don't know if it's safe or not. That's what we're talking about here. To say that they ate corn and smoked tobacco. Yes, they did. Is that anything at all like the corn or tobacco that we have today? Absolutely not. The corn, the GMO corn that we have now will give you leaky gut syndrome. It didn't happen with the corn they had back then. Didn't happen with the wheat they had back then. But the vaccines are in an all new category. It's way beyond genetic modification. The vaccines, especially this Moderna, the front runner, is about your genetic modification. You understand that? This is not your grandfather's vaccine. This is not your great-great-grandfather's vaccine or whatever, your great-great-great-great-great. No, it's not that at all. But let's just go for the sake of argument and say, yes, the founders would have worn masks, therefore, masks are evil. Kentucky Bar defies the mask order. We are Americans, and we're going to do what we want, they said. What we're saying right now, they put out a video, is F you, we're not wearing any masks. We're Americans. We're going to do what we want. And we want to have fun. Now, see, that's the real spirit of America. I think the pursuit of happiness, not necessarily in a bar, but that's not what pursuit of happiness meant. We won't go into that. Video also showed roughly 20 customers standing in a line with arms linked alongside each other. And they were intimidated and visited by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And the BATF. That was, it was the people there that were the alcohol licensing to intimidate them. And so that is, that customers came out in defense of the owner. Said, you're not going to take their license away, are you? No, yeah, that's what they're going to do. That's the way they roll. All right, we've got Joe Biden jumping in on this. And I guess he thinks that he's on the side of the slave-owning founding fathers because he said he would make wearing face masks mandatory for Americans. See, that's a difference. See, Washington said, well, you're going to have this mandatory as a soldier if you come in after a while because they knew that it worked. And they also knew that it was going to be a weapon used against them. But they've never made anything mandatory. As a matter of fact, if you want to know what the founding fathers thought about medical freedom, you ought to go back and look at Benjamin Rush. And he was very clear about how medical tyranny, and by that he meant having power concentrated in the hands of, you know, something like the AMA or something, how that would turn into not only dangerous monopoly that would threaten our health, but that would also threaten our freedom. And you have to understand, this is the key reason why the government wants to have centralized health care. It's because it's another point of control over your life. Everything that they do, we're here to help you. We're here to help you with housing, with clothing, with education, with transportation, with health care. And then they make all of those things points of control over your life. That's really what they're about. Well, as Biden is saying that he wants to do that, President Trump is saying no. And so we'll take a look at that very important difference when we come back. Because folks understand that when we're looking at this is not about science. This is not about health. This is about a tinfoil hat masquerade. And the people who are wearing these masks are paranoid, they're gaslighted, and they're OCD.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19.
Oh. No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. As you know, for girls, there's 5 different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. It's so good to know that they're our masters and they're coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get 4 more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long. And most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long. And we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented. And that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we have both Biden and Trump weighing in on mandatory mask orders. And we'll tell you what they both had to say. Going back to the story that I was just talking about, the Kentucky bar, they did not have the Bureau of Alcohol, Beverages, and Tobacco, which is a licensing bureau. That was in Florida. Similar thing happened in Florida. In Florida, in the Kentucky bar, they get together and say, we have a right not to wear masks. And the person who was who owned the bar there said, we're going by the book. We have bar employees are wearing masks, hand sanitizers available at tables for customer use, tables outside the bar are placed 6 feet apart. But he says, my number one priority in life is to protect my family. That is the number one thing for me, not to make money, not to do anything, but to protect my family. And I feel like he, that is the governor, Beshear, in Kentucky, is taking that away from me. And, of course, the governor had put out a lot of regulations, all kinds of orders. He was the first one, the governor of Kentucky, was the first one to jump in on this with both feet. And the first thing he came after was people meeting in churches. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting how they use this? Use it unequally. Use it against the groups that they don't like. And so he was challenged by the Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron. And you had a circuit judge who granted a restraining order against the governor's regulations. And then after that happened, the governor of Kentucky issued the mandatory face masks, ignoring the judge's orders, ignoring the Constitution, ignoring science. And, of course, this is the way this is all headed. In Florida, you had anti-mask activists. That's what they call them in Newsweek. But, again, I think we need to confuse them. We need to start calling ourselves the I-can't-breathe activists. Anti-mask activists, or, sorry, I-can't-breathe activists in Florida, offered free meals to 100 patrons who opted to dine at an establishment without wearing a face mask. And this was reported by Reuters, because this has now become the job of Reuters and AP and CNN and Drudge to ferret out anybody out there who is disobeying any government regulation and, you know, pointing the finger at them. Go get them. Go get them. The Stasi press. That's what they've become. Pushing fear, panic in this psyop of fear, and then pushing the law to come after people. And so that's what they're doing. They're coming out and looking at them. The alcohol license people are threatening that. They talked to them, and then the people who were there came out afterwards and told the alcohol licensing people, asked if they intended to revoke their license. They wouldn't reply. So the activists told them, it's wrong what you're doing. This is America. This is America. Well, you better fight for the America that you remember, because that America is rapidly being taken away from us. And here's a good example. Very clear difference between Biden and Trump right here on this wearing of face masks. Biden, being interviewed and reported, is in Pittsburgh. And of course, this is proudly reported by CNN. Evidently, they think that this is a feature, for Biden, a reason that people would vote for him. And that may be true because, again, the media panic has gotten people so afraid that they are demanding, and we're going to show you a clip of that coming up. They're demanding that everybody wear masks, and it's turning into a mob mentality. Absolutely as irrational as anything you'll see from Antifa. And I guess you could call them the anti-face people. They don't want to see your face. We got Antifa and we got anti-face people. Put a mask on it. anyway. Biden told CNN's affiliate in Pittsburgh, the one thing we do know is that these masks make a gigantic difference. Well, that's one thing we know that they don't do, Joe. Not only do they not make any difference, I mean, the N95 masks didn't make a difference. And we were told the truth about that by Fauci and the WHO. And both of them were saying, well, it's not airborne. Now, because of politics, it has now been declared to be airborne. And now, not only the N95 masks that they were telling you were not effective, but now you're to wear a cloth mask. which you're going to have to make a real hard case to convince me of the science behind that, because there is no science behind it. So it does make a gigantic difference in getting people to obey your orders. But he says it makes a gigantic difference to wear a face mask, says Biden. I would insist that everybody out in public be wearing that mask. Anyone to reopen would have to make sure that they walked into a business that had masks. Pressed on whether he would use federal power to mandate wearing a mask in public, Biden responded, yes, I would. From an executive standpoint, yes, I would. So there you go. Federal power. Where is federal power defined in the Constitution? Where in the Constitution does it say that you have the authority to do that? It must be in that same section where they had the authority to kill babies, to define what marriage is, to say that you can't overturn a previous president's executive order. That, it must be in that part of the Constitution, the invisible part of the Constitution that only exists in the imagination of Democrats and Supreme Court judges. Ask again if that meant that he would, in effect, mandate mask wearing. Biden said, I would do everything possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public as he stays in his basement. President Trump said, on the other hand, there will be no nationwide mandate requiring the use of face masks to prevent the spread of coronavirus. He said, no, I want people to have a certain freedom. And I don't believe in that. No, and I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wears a mask, everything disappears. With that being said, I'm a big believer in masks, and I think that masks are good. So this is part of the problem. The inability to push back on the lies of Fauci. And make no mistake about it. You know, President Trump is not going to be able to push back directly on the lies of Fauci, but he is shutting down surrogates who could. And he's not bringing in any scientist or epidemiologist or virologist to do that. He needs to shut him down, shut him up, and discredit the lies of Fauci. And that's pretty easy to do. I've been doing that for 127 days. And just send him the tapes. It's not hard to discredit Fauci. He discredits himself. He's an expert of two minds and forked tongue. Anyway, he says, this is the key part. President Trump says, but I leave it up to the governors. Many of the governors are changing. They're more into masks. They like the concept of masks. But some of them don't agree. In other words, what he's saying is, in an awkward way, we have a 10th Amendment. We do have the 10th Amendment. That is what is the governing legal issue here. But the sad thing is that as Beto O'Rourke is ripping Ted Cruz for being seen without a mask on a flight, you know, they don't come back and say, you've been seen wearing the mask of a Hispanic name that doesn't even belong to you. No. Instead, they come back and get on the defensive to this guy who has a hair-on-fire alarmist trying to confiscate every freedom that you have, from owning guns to walking about freely. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. You pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right. The Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there are still sites like band.video, newswars.com, InfoWars.com, Paul Watson's site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
That's right, folks. The next move is a vaccine. We've had the fake pandemic. We've had violence in the streets. They're going to pull these two things together. And the end game for this mask mania is a forced vaccine. And no, they're not going to send the cops to your house to force you to have a vaccine. What they have planned is much more sinister, much more sinister. It's basically a siege. What they're going to do is they're going to starve you out. They're going to say, all right, you're going to stay in your house. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to go to school. You're not going to travel. You're not going to be able to go to the store to get groceries unless you've got your immunity passport. We'll just keep you there. And we're going to do this in a regulatory way. And we're going to use our corporations to push this because, as they've already talked about, openly talked about this, as they're putting their plans out in the open, saying, do not make this a law. Do not make this a crime to not get a vaccine. We have to do this because if we do that, that's going to invite legal challenges. And we want to stop due process. I read that to you last week. We don't want to have any due process challenges to this. We don't want to make this a crime. We want to make this a regulation. And this is the way these people have been taking our freedom for decades. I've constantly talked about this. Rand Paul talks about this. Rand Paul and a couple of people in the Congress, Rand Paul in the Senate, a couple of people in the Congress, every year introduce what he's been calling the Rains Act, as in, you know, rein them in. But they've been reigning over us like kings and queens. But no, we need to rein them in. We need to say, we need to stop creating regulations that would then we say, well, if you violate the regulation, it's not a law. So you don't gain due process. You don't gain presumption of innocence. You don't gain protection against excessive fines. We have these bureaucracies that come up with regulations, these unelected people that you can't get out. So now we don't only have taxation without representation. We have regulation without representation. And there's no accountability to these people, for these people. No accountability to you. And this is what they're planning to use to push out the vaccines. That and the public-private partnership with these communists. And this is really the true thing, folks. We have to understand this revolution is not just a communist revolution. It is a communist plus corporation revolution. Corporate communists. Corporate communists. Let me repeat that again. It's the corporate communists. If you don't know what that looks like, look at Silicon Valley. These are the people who are allied, the elitists who are allied, pushing a globalist orientation here. But I think a better description is the corporate communists. The big banks have always pushed communism. The multinational corporations have always pushed communism. Go back and look at Arm & Hammer. Look at who funded Lenin to start the communist revolution. Look at who put communist China in charge. Look who, how they set up communist China. Communist China is not communist anymore. Communist China is fascist. There's a merger of government and corporation. And that's what we have here in America. But let's call it the corporate communist revolution. Going back to the masks, however, there's a great article from offguardian.org written by Michael Lesher. Media mask mania or COVID-19 groupthink. He said, I never thought I'd see the day when publicly wearing a muzzle would constitute proof of virtue in the same country whose government less than 20 years ago rationalized the bloody invasion of Afghanistan as a way of saving women from veiling their face. And I think he's onto something here. I think he's onto, I've called it the Fauci burqa. I've called it that many times. And this is basically what he's talking about, the Fauci burqa. Is it any wonder, since there is no medical reason for you to wear a cloth mask, why do you think they're demanding it here? It is a sign of submission as surely as the Islamic burqa is a sign of submission. I think this works in many different ways. But the key thing is the narrative that they keep telling you. You don't wear a mask to protect yourself. You wear a mask to protect other people. Where have you heard this nonsense before? We've heard it with vaccines. Don't tell me that any medical procedure or tactic or regulation or whatever doesn't protect me, but it protects you if I do it. That's garbage, nonsense, absolute nonsense. How do you embrace that kind of Orwellian doublethink? Well, that is precisely what is being used for both of these. He says, but then I never thought I would hear American liberals proudly denounce supporters of the U.S. Constitution as a death cult, nor that I'd actually start to find Donald Trump sounding almost reasonable. And, yeah, he is reasonable when it comes to masks. Let's hope that he holds still on that. But don't forget about the fact that Trump is pushing the vaccine. And that is the end game. And whether Trump wins or Biden wins, I think you're going to see this push on the vaccines very, very hard. For all the talk about freedom and liberty, understand they don't believe that. Nobody in either party leadership believes that. Nobody believes that. That is a game that they play with you. And keep your eye on the vaccine. That's the real issue here. The mask is simply preparation. That's why I say this is the hill to die on. Last week, I went to the dentist for a procedure that I'd already prepaid for. And they didn't want to let me in because I wouldn't wear a mask. I said, I'm going in here 20 feet to the chair in a dentist's office where you're going to have to, I'm not going to be wearing a mask the whole time. And I'd been there before after this crazy stuff began. And I said, I'm not wearing a mask. And eventually they let me in. But they have, as this receptionist is arguing with me, they have another office worker come out carrying a bunch of boxes, and she's not wearing a mask. I said, she's not wearing a mask. Can you tell me I can't walk in here and go 20 feet to the dental chair and then take off my mask? It's the same thing that happened to me at that restaurant a couple of weeks ago. My wife and I went to a restaurant. We walked in. This is after Hay Abbott had done his statewide mask mandates. And so we walk in, and the entire restaurant, and the way the thing was set, it's a small restaurant, small independent restaurant. I was trying to support them. No longer. We walk in, and they had, like, you know, picnic benches where people sat. And, you know, it's common at this particular restaurant where you would have multiple families sitting at one table, and they still were doing it. There's a little bit of a gap between different groups, so you know that these are people who are not part of the same party. And all the picnic tables were lined up down the side and all the way up to the front door. Everybody that was seated without a mask. None of the diners were wearing a mask. You can't eat with a mask on. But as soon as you sat down, you're able to take your mask off while you're waiting for them to bring you the menu. And then you can look at the menu with your mask off. You can order with your mask off. You can wait for the food with your mask off. You can eat with your mask off, and you can wait for the check to come, the bill to come, with your mask off. And so we walk in, and the table, empty table, is 5 feet away from us, and she refuses to serve us because we don't have a mask. I said, none of these people are wearing masks. What is the matter with you? I mean, this is beyond, this is not about anything that's medical. If you've got a room full of people without a mask and you're demanding that I wear a mask, it's just a sign of compliance and submission. This is about politics. This is about control. There's nothing scientific about it except for the psychological aspect of this. That's highly scientific. Highly scientific. And I said, I refuse, and you'll never see me again. Hope you go out of business, because you are selling the rope that is going to be used to hang you. This small business owner doesn't realize that the very fear and paranoia and compliance that she is selling out there is what is ultimately going to finally destroy her business. Yeah, Lenin was right about that. These people do understand human nature better than we do in many cases. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign, having a similar shirt to media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because all these products are about to sell out. Just take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month, because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such
docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Cool, that under the megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Mania or COVID-19 groupthink. This is the excellent article by offguardian.org. He said, I never thought I would see the same country that went to war against Afghanistan to save women from having veils on their face that would make publicly wearing a muzzle a proof of virtue. And that's really what we're talking about here, folks. This is not about science. This is about psychological and political control. He said, but then again, I never thought I'd hear American liberals proudly denouncing supporters of the Constitution as a death cult. As a matter of fact, it's not just liberals. As I pointed out, Scott Adams said, it's getting harder and harder to tell the freedom lovers from sociopaths. To which I replied, it's getting harder and harder to tell the pragmatists from authoritarians. Anyway, he said, but at least there's one thing we can all be sure about. Mainstream news media, busily cheerleading for the death of freedom, will continue to gush with absurdities, self-contradictions, and victim-shaming memes in their propaganda war to keep America gagged. That's what we should call this. MAGA is now going to become, make America gagged again. That's a lockdown too, right? The Bill of Rights, in case you haven't noticed, is history. Today we demonstrate our patriotism by creeping around and hiding our faces, and dissenters need not apply. If you think I'm exaggerating, you may not be paying attention. Recently, I had the poor judgment to turn on National Public Radio, NPR, for about an hour under the impression that I was going to learn something about the day's news. Could have saved myself the trouble. Despite the hour in question, I learned nothing at all about the presidential election, about the tens of millions of people whose jobs have been snatched away by government fiat or any of this kind of stuff, right? No, for a solid hour, I heard the following. COVID-19, in reality, at most, a moderately serious flu virus. No, the way the NPR put it, it's the worst medical threat the U.S. has ever faced. That this deadly virus, the word deadly was repeatedly used, even obsessively. even though the disease is fatal in a tiny percentage of cases. As a matter of fact, as I point out, the Texas Department of Public Health, even as we were being told, you better start thinking about wearing masks inside your own homes. Even as that was coming out, they released figures showing fatality rates. And if you compare the COVID-19 fatality rates in Texas with the flu seasons last year and the year before, they were three times as much one year and four times as much the other year as the COVID-19 fatality rates. Did we lock everybody in their homes and tell them to wear face masks during flu season the last couple of years? No, we didn't. This is a psychological, political agenda. Anyway, but he says, but the real theme of the hour on NPR was masks, masks, masks. How to make them, how to wear them. They're different types. Who doesn't seem to have enough of them? And why muffling our faces, even though no such thing was ever demanded of us during dozens of past viral outbreaks, is absolutely positively good for us all. I would have thought that we would have had masks during Ebola, but no, no, no. We were told then by Clay Jenkins, the guy who tried to lock up Shelley Jenkins, the salon owner, tried to put a massive fine and put her in jail because she opened her business. We had Ebola come to town. It was a different story then. Clay Jenkins basically went to the apartment of the person who had it, an illegal immigrant from Africa. See, that's the difference. That's the difference. And he lectured everybody about being xenophobic as he licked the walls practically to show everybody how brave he was and how open-minded he was. Virtue signaling. And he was telling everybody, we've got plenty of hospitals, plenty of beds. Don't worry about Ebola, which kills 80% of the people, liquefying your internal organs. It's not like the flu. It's not like the flu, this flu that we have that has taken one-third to one-quarter of the usual flu deaths. No, no, no. We're talking about Ebola. And he lectured everybody on being xenophobic and not welcoming to our illegal immigrants who come to town with a deadly disease. Anyway. So this is all very good for us to wear masks. He said, I waited in vain for somebody to even have an argument about whether or not this was legal or constitutional, but they don't even discuss that, right? It's not even going to be talked about. He said, nor did anyone mention that just a few months ago, the CDC was explicitly advising against general mask wearing regime, as was Anthony Fauci, the high priest of COVID-19, as was, I'll add, the WHO. And until just a week ago, the WHO was still saying, no, it's not airborne. It's not airborne. It's not airborne. You say that it's airborne or we're going to cut the rest of your funding, they were told. So now they're saying, no, it's airborne. Now you got to wear masks. Now we tell you to wear masks. No, as a matter of fact, they said at the end of one of the reports, the reporter said cheerily, and when you go out, put on a mask, just in case you had missed the point that they've been making for the last hour. And drink milk with every meal, I would half expectedly thought he would add. If these magical masks were to make any difference, the greatest usefulness would have been at the beginning of the outbreak and not at the end. But what were we told at the beginning? On 60 Minutes, Fauci the fraud said, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little better. It might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think it is. And often there's unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask. They keep touching their face. That's right. It's very difficult for medical professionals to not fiddle with their mask and touch their face and contaminate it. That's the whole point. And I love his analogy here. So why do it now? It's almost as if we could imagine the U.S. Navy ceremoniously issuing an air raid warning at Pearl Harbor 100 days or so after the Japanese attack. That's what we have here. This is what we have. That is essentially what is happening. Oh, by the way, we noticed that there's some planes coming in here. Even if this theory is correct, note that it contradicts everything the propagandists have been telling us about masks for the last 3 months. Wasn't it always the case that the overwhelming majority of those who catch COVID-19 have very mild symptoms or no symptoms at all? Yes, it is. And again, I go back to the very initial point of panic, the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was stuck off the coast of Yokohama. You had about 4,000 people. You had about 600 of them. They wound up testing everybody. They kept them in isolation. You had an infectious doctor go on. He says, I was more afraid of this than I was of Ebola. That's right. We noticed. So is Clay Jenkins, irrationally. And he said, and they weren't practicing any kind of reasonable quarantine. This is crazy. That's why he was more afraid of it, because he didn't know how deadly it was. Thought I was going to die. I've never seen anything this reckless in my whole life. And yet, even in that situation, and they tested everybody with their PCR tests or what, they found that out of 4,000 people, a little over 600 of them tested positive. Of those, only a little over 300 of them had any symptoms whatsoever. So you had about 15% of the people test positive. Only about 7.5% of the people had any symptoms. And you had 12 people who died out of 4,000. And this is in an aged population. The anti-mask rhetoric is mind-blowing, dangerous, deadly, and polarizing, says a doctor, Dr. Peter Chin Hong. Why? He goes, because there is no evidence that wearing a mask is dangerous. Okay? There's no evidence of wearing a mask is dangerous. Well, actually, there is evidence, and we had Fauci admitting that it was back in March. Said it was dangerous. Said it didn't do any good. We had the World Health Organization saying, yeah, it actually creates issues for people who have respiratory issues and so forth. But let's not remember any of that, right? The key point about all of this is the absolute control that having a monopoly on information that you see, how they have been able to turn the public from one extreme to the other in a short period of time. How they have been able to say, you know, this and then completely go in the opposite direction. It is completely Orwellian, the kind of control they have now. And the only thing that is standing in the way is independent media and your ability to fight against this as much as you can on social media to push that back. And so we really do appreciate you standing with us over these years. They came after InfoWars because they knew that to do this, they were going to have a complete monopoly on information. If you want to keep that from happening, and if you want to protect yourself by making sure that you're in as good a health as possible, that your immune system is in great health. I mean, we've got our vitamin D, winter sun, 50% off, many other products, 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. And we'll be right back.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Storable food is, again, available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off, is high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. David Knight Show.
All right, coming up, we've got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about, in this next hour, Kanye West. Again, I don't know what his intentions are with the presidential campaign. He's not going to be on the ballot in most places. I know what this is like because I was involved with a third party and independent candidates trying to get on the ballot. I know how the system has been rigged by the two established parties and everybody working together with them, especially the media. Now, he does have a way that he can get past that. And I think he had some interesting things to say over the weekend. So I'm not endorsing Kanye West. But I think it's important when somebody says something that's right or wrong that we respond to that and that we analyze it. And so I want to talk about what he had to say about slavery and, even more interesting, the reaction to it, how these people misrepresented what he had to say, how they completely don't understand the fact that we are going into a new kind of slavery. Even Kanye didn't talk about the new chains of slavery that are being forged on us as we speak. He was talking about it still in retrospect, but it was closer, what he was talking about was closer than 150 years ago. And he also had some things to say about abortion and being pro-life. So we're going to talk about that. I've got a couple more things I want to say about the vaccine, about the legal issues of a mask. And a way for you to, I think, troll these people, that's all coming up. Troll these people and still get into where you need to go to get the stuff that you need as we have these retailers coming together. As I pointed out last week on Friday, the National Retail Federation or something like that. It's an organization of national chains that operate and have taken over retail. And as we see that consolidation of retail happening, as they've driven out all the small mom and pops, the arrogance that these people have is just astounding. Talking about how shopping in their store is a privilege. And we've got an interesting video clip of someone being attacked by a mob in a store because she was not wearing a mask. So all that is coming up, as well as the mainstream media's push on vaccines and vaccine update as well. But in this segment here, I saw this and I thought that was absolutely amazing. This is literature from the National Museum of African American History and Culture. This is the one that recently opened in Washington, D.C. And what they say is, basically, that whiteness is valuing hard work, being polite, objectivity. All those things are whiteness, and they're bad. And so if all of those things are whiteness, then if hard work is whiteness, does that mean that being lazy is a person of color or something? Is that what they're saying? In other words, the opposite. You want to be the opposite of this. These things are all white. So you want to embrace and you want to define, the African American Museum wants to define being black as being lazy, rude, and imagine it, living in an imaginary world. You know, that's basically what they're living in. We have some statements coming up from Walter Williams, who does not embrace that kind of idiocy. Maybe they should add that as well, stupidity. Laziness, rudeness, stupidity, lack of objectivity. Those are what the African American Museum wants you to think are characteristics of African Americans. Because, you know, white people embrace just the opposite of that. This is how insane this racism war has become. These people will throw out not only the good that was put in there by the founders, but they will throw out even these abstract things like hard work, politeness, objectivity. Those have to all be taken out. Rugged individualism, self-reliance, I guess, the, you know, government dependency is a virtue of African Americans. Is that correct? Dependence. That is what they are selling. Family structure. They don't want a nuclear family. They want a family that's been destroyed by the Democrat welfare state. That's what the African American Museum is pushing. We'll be right back.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Just a little bit more to say about the mask. And again, I'll repeat, this is the hill to die on. Because they're using this psychology of the mask as a very, very powerful tool of control. They're using it to prepare you for mandates about vaccines. And I think a clip that I've got coming up here of a woman in a store. As a matter of fact, let's play that first. Let's go ahead and play clip 8. This is a woman going into a store, and I want you to see the hate, the fear, the irrational reactions of these people in the store, and it's everybody, from customers to the people who are working in the store, coming after her because she's not wearing a mask. I mean, this is a very dangerous psychological fear that has been ginned up by Fauci, and it's not enough for Republicans like Trump, like Ted Cruz to say, well, I think it's a good thing to wear a mask, but, you know, we have to give people a little bit of freedom. No, you have to attack this. You have to attack the fact that these masks don't do anything. They're not. It's not science. It's not medicine. It's not a preventative. This is a lie used to control us. And these half measures taken by these Republicans who don't have the guts or the knowledge to stand up to this. It's just a finger wetting, stick it in the wind. Which way is the wind blowing? Okay, well, let me just kind of go the same direction that the Democrats are going, but not quite as far. I'm a little bit less of that. How about that? Is that the best these people can do? Let's take a look at this woman who stood up for herself in a retail store. Let's go ahead and run the clip.
Okay, there you go. Let's record now.
Please leave.
Store.
Customer rams
her cart
into her.
Okay, that's a wrap. Now I'm filing charges.
There you go. Rams her cart.
That's
into
your
her
name?
With her cloth mask on.
There you go.
Shoots her a bird.
You guys don't know the law. Don't. Oh my God.
Get out. That's the law.
It's the
law. You guys have no idea what the law is.
It's the law.
Nazis. Look at these Nazis.
It's Jeffco policy. Get out.
It's not a law.
This is Jeffco. Get out.
Nazis. Look at. Look at this, everybody.
Leave out of business.
Wow.
Leave out of business.
Matt, you're running into me.
Don't touch me. Leave our business.
No, sorry. You're not going to treat me like this and get away with it.
They get right in her face
with
their cloth masks.
We do not want you in our business.
Threatening her with laws.
You're not going to have a business.
Threatening her with police. This is in Colorado, by the way.
Good luck.
Ma'am, it's like you're naked in my business. Please leave.
Oh, full facial nudity right there. You're naked in my business.
No shoes.
Accusing her of facial nudity.
No mask, no service.
You're in my face. Go away from me. Go away from me.
You're breathing on me.
After I just got rammed with a cart, get away from me.
You're breathing on me. I'm OCD.
Get away from me.
No mask.
Not the law.
Now.
Not the law.
It's not the law, but it's no shirt, no
shoes. It's a mandate and order is not state law.
And that woman has her nose sticking out of her mask.
Legislature processes, the legislative process.
I need service. I can do it because I am doing it.
I'm waiting for the cops. I'm waiting for the cops.
I'm going to press charges when I get here, just so you know. And I will love it.
Yeah, I'm going to press charges.
Now. Ma'am. Get over here, away from my other customers.
I did nothing.
Nothing. I did nothing but not wear a mask. And look at all these Nazis in Nazi America.
It's everybody. That's the scary thing about this, is how widespread this is. Yeah, that's the scariest thing about this. All right. That's the insanity of America now. That's what happens when you have a monopoly on information. Because this is an information war blitzkrieg that has happened. All these people are scared to death. Totally gaslighted, turned into OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, statists, Stasi statists. I tweeted out today, and this was in reaction to the report that I had on Friday about the National Retail Federation and how they were pushing not just Walmart, but all the major national chains to throw people out of their stores if they're not wearing masks. And one person commented and said, if I spend any money at their store, that's their privilege. Because what they said was, being in our store, shopping in our store is a privilege. No, if we spend money in your store, it's a privilege. I mean, I looked at this. He says, wallet shutting tighter and tighter each day. My wife and I owned and operated retail stores. And let me tell you, we worked really hard to get people into our stores. And we worked really hard to serve them when they came into the store, to make it a pleasant experience, to get them what they're looking for. I mean, that was the essence of being in business. But see, we were mom and pop retailers. We weren't the Wall Street chains, the national chains, that had become arrogant. They have unified with government, not only in these policies, but in their thinking. Just like the government bureaucrats, who should be servants of the people, they see themselves as masters, and so do these retailers. They see themselves not as your servants anymore. They are your masters. They will tell you, if you can come into their stores, there he is like a boss. There he is, preening on the cover of magazines and everything. It's all coming from him. And if you don't take this SOB down, President Trump, he's going to take you and the country down. And that's the important thing, the country. It's the difference between between big business, big government, and Main Street. Big business, big government have unified, and they both believe that you are now their servants and slaves. They are your master. They're not there to serve you at all. And the lies and propaganda coming out of this, one of the key places that is really part of the agitprop, propaganda and agitation, is the Atlantic. They have really become a rag. And so they had a piece here, the influenza masks of 1918. And they show people with cloth masks on, right? Well, but here's the news, folks. They all died. Okay? They all died. They're all dead by now. That was 102 years ago. All these people with the masks on, guess what? They died. And a lot more of them died from the influenza than are dying right now from COVID-19. But even with COVID-19, even with the hyped up death statistics, the rigged stats from the CDC and these state public health places where they're counting, in Florida, a guy who died on a motorcycle, again, we're seeing yet another example. How many of these times do you think this is really happening? I mean, occasionally it turns up and that pushback, well, you know, it probably was a COVID-19 that caused him to have the automobile accident and so forth. But even if you believe the statistics, it's not even close. And it tells you a great deal when you look at their rigged statistics. But look, even if you go with their statistics and you say, all right, it's an epidemic because it's almost 6% of the deaths are coming from this one thing, they say. Now, I don't believe that, but let's just say that for sure. Okay, well, that's what they're, if they're telling you the truth, that means you got a 94% chance of dying from something else. And all these people in this 1918 thing here, they're all dead. You're all going to die too. You heard it here first. Because mainstream media isn't going to tell you that. Mark Meadows calls Fauci's 1918 flu comparison irresponsible. See, at the same time that Fauci is doing more and more comparisons to 1918, The Atlantic is doing it at the same time. It's a coordinated agitation propaganda. It's coordinated agitprop. That's what this is. It's political, it's psychological, and it's not legal. As we look at the fines that are being put on in New York, in Massachusetts, monetary penalties, anybody that doesn't wear a face mask, anybody coming into the state as a traveler, if you don't quarantine for 2 weeks, you're going to have fines and so forth up to thousands of dollars. We have an article from Jonathan Turley saying, are these things legal and how can you get around this, as a matter of fact? Because USA Today is out there pushing, we need to have more rules, we need to have more fines, and we'll give you free masks for this. And USA Today is wringing their hands as part of the establishment media, saying there's a sizable majority of Americans who are skeptical. We got to do something about that. And we got to have rules, fines. And I've got an out for you from Jonathan Turley when we come back.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle-planned, blueprinted, war-gamed, field-marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduce me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So they're worrying about how they're going to get us to wear masks. Why is this so important to them? Because it's about control. Control of our thoughts, control of our lives, getting us to submit. USA Today wringing their hands, saying there's a sizable minority of Americans who are skeptical. So we need to have rules, fines, and free masks. Free something, right? Got to have free handouts for people. Get them submissive. There's always strings attached. You know, there's strings attached to those masks, too. They go further than just around your ears. Critics say that mask mandates infringe on their personal freedom. Some right-leaning Americans call masks a tool of oppression. Yeah. But they say, pushing back against it, USA Today says evidence shows face coverings are an effective way of slowing the spread. No, that's a lie. As a matter of fact, I would just refer them back to what Fauci, the World Health Organization, the CDC were all telling us just a month or two ago. If they were wrong then, are they wrong now? If they lied to us deliberately so that we wouldn't buy up the N95 mask, which, by the way, it gets called N95 because they get 95% of the particles that are bigger than the COVID viral particles. But okay, they had to save those for their heroes, so they lied to you about that. Yet, we had bandanas and cloth masks back then. Why didn't they tell us if it could have saved our lives? As a writer from Off Guardian pointed out, it's kind of like putting off the air raid alarms at Pearl Harbor 3 months after the attack. Can these people be trusted? Well, quite frankly, there was a lot more going on at Pearl Harbor than you've been told as well. standing down while that happened. Anyway, evidence shows their effective way of slowing the spread. Nope. And they pointed as evidence to the fact that Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, hey, Abbott, said the only way to avoid another shutdown of the state's economy is for everybody to wear face coverings. Why? Because if we don't do what he says, he's going to shut down the economy. I tell you what, that guy, unbelievable. And then they go on to make this analogy. Just as speeding and drinking and driving are dangerous, not wearing a mask during a pandemic is similarly reckless. Okay, let's think about this, right? We all know that speed limits are arbitrarily set. We all know the speed limits are there for the most part to get tickets, and we know how each of us knows how these things are enforced, right? Do I have to remind you that this is really not about safety at all? It's about revenue and authority, mainly about revenue. And then we come to drinking and driving. Yes, drunk driving is a real threat. But then they extend those rules and regulations to, they've lowered the alcohol limit to where it becomes a joke. Because again, it's about more, about control. And, when you look and then bring in other things too, like roadblocks, where they test everybody, right? We're going to have a breathalyzer roadblock. We're going to have a forced blood draw. And we've shown you the pictures here in Texas where they put out a roadblock. And they demand a blood draw from people. And it's like, okay, you're going to have to do that by force to me because I'm not going to submit to anything like that. I don't even drink. And you're going to force me to have a forced blood draw? You're going to stop traffic and make me take a breathalyzer? Does that sound like this? See, here's the deal. They have already established, and here's where this is valid and why they're using this argument. They've already established that they can take away your freedom if they say it makes you safer. They just have to say that it makes you safer and they can take away your freedom. And we've allowed them to do that under the guise of traffic safety. And so they're using that analogy. But here's what Jonathan Turley has to say. He says, all right, as this is ramping up, just like USA Today is pushing this, constantly pushing it further and further. He says, there's a new form of protests that are sweeping across the country. As individuals put on an anti-mask mask, to defy the mandatory mask rules of the communist corporations, because they're pushing it more than the governors are. Walmart, in 65% of their stores, there is no government mandate for masks, but Walmart is putting it there. And the National Retail Federation is doing that as well. So the anti-masks are made out of thin material, out of mesh, or even crochet. They're advertised as having no protective qualities for COVID-19. The question is whether or not they're legal. They appear to be so. And, you know, quite frankly, look, Paul Joseph Watson has a story out of the UK, and he shows the packaging on a standard set of cloth masks that are being sold. Now, they're demanding that you wear the cloth mask. Why? Because of safety, right? Except the packaging on the mask itself says this. This product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or any other virus or contaminant. That's on the package. But that is being mandated by retailers, mandated by government because of your safety. This is not about medicine. It's not about science, and it's not about safety. It's about control. And so when we look at that, is it really that much of a stretch to say, okay, well, if they're going to mandate cloth masks that the manufacturers say doesn't work, and of course they ignore, when they use PCR tests, they ignore the person who made the test, the Nobel Prize winning scientist who created the PCR test, said you can't use that to test for coronavirus, but they're using that, and then they're mandating that you wear masks. This has nothing to do with facts or science. But he says a popular video shows a man wearing a mesh mask going into a Tampa Walmart and saying, quote, it was almost like not wearing a mask at all, and nobody cared, because it's not about safety. It's about compliance. And so he takes a look at some of the laws, like in Alabama. There he is right there. he doesn't even try to hide it. I mean, it's like a big open mesh. And again, nobody cares. But they would ram their cart into your cart. You would be confronted by the black shirts at Walmart that they're setting up specifically for this. You would be confronted by these people if you didn't have on that mesh mask. They'd be shooting you birds, they'd be calling the police on you, but you walk in with a mesh mask? Hey, that's fine. And you know, the reality is that mesh mask is just as effective as the cloth masks, because as has been pointed out many times, thinking that these masks are going to stop a coronavirus is like thinking you're going to keep mosquitoes out with a hurricane chain link fence. Most laws, like Alabama's, only refer to covering, not a mask with any protective qualities. For example, effective July 16, 2020, says Maryland, each person shall wear a mask or other facial covering that covers his or her nostrils and mouth at all time when within 6 feet of a person from another household, and on and on. But consider the definition of a face covering. Face covering means a covering that fully covers a person's nose and mouth, but is not, I repeat, is not a medical grade mask. The term face covering includes, without limitation, scarves and bandanas, which we always had, which Fauci said we had to save for the heroes. No, no, no. He was saving this for the second phase of the lockdown. We'll be right back.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign T-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. So we've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse, the Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and of course trigger lip tarts everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years.
And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream, it's The David Knight Show.
I said the masks are the hill to die on because they're going to shoot you up with a vaccine next. And that's what they're preparing you for. And when we look at the mainstream media, what are they talking about? Well, this is really good, and the stock market is selling hopium, a new hopium epidemic. Every time they get a test back, they focus, oh, look, we had antibodies, and they don't tell you that more than half of the people had very, very serious side effects with this. There's no long-term testing. They don't talk about that at all. Instead, the only negative thing that you see about this is that, well, the antibodies didn't last very long. Well, they say that they had antibodies, but they faded fast, and vaccine hopes are now fading too, says the San Francisco Chronicle. That hopium high just doesn't seem to last very long, does it? But don't worry, because the mainstream media will be giving you new injections of hopium soon as they push this out here. Because, you know, even if the vaccine doesn't produce permanent antibodies, that's not a problem because they can just give you more shots. Isn't that funny how that works? So they're preparing you for that now. But I want to show you a little bit of a clip from NBC. Because this was something I was just absolutely astounded at the propaganda of this vaccine report. You got to see it for yourself. I'll comment on this. Get ready to stop this too, guys. Video clip number 4.
As the world works at a record pace to develop a coronavirus vaccine, some good news this week. Moderna's phase 1 clinical trial data shows all 45 participants developed antibodies that could fight the coronavirus. The vaccine will move into large-scale human trials.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. What they don't tell you is the symptoms that they developed. Okay? That's not mentioned. They developed antibodies. Later in the report, I think they do mention the fact that the antibodies then disappeared. You know, but they were there. I know we saw them. We saw them at one point. All right, let's continue with this propaganda report from NBC.
This month, enrolling 30,000 participants. Sounds promising, but when could we realistically have a vaccine available?
End of this calendar year and the beginning of 2021, I feel optimistic that we will have a vaccine, one or more, that we can start distributing to people.
But as we
all right, hold it right there with that quote from Dr. Kevorkian. Look, when you look at the vaccine thing, it always goes back to the, well, you know, it's doing good, but everybody's worried that we're not going to have enough of this to go around. You're worried that they're not going to have enough of this to go around? I mean, they're spending $10 billion on it. They've got the U.S. Army at every level and the intelligence services. That should raise some concern. The fact that the military is so heavily involved in this, to rush this out to all of us. But the fact is that with all of that, then, you know, they're not going to have a shortage of this. They're just using that to try to, limited time only. If you don't act today, this price is going to go up. You know, you got to move on this quickly. It's the oldest sales tactic in the book. And there you go. There's the graphics that you typically see. In the center is a vial. That is spelled V-I-A-L. Of vial, V-I-L-E, medicine, a vaccine, and all of these silhouetted hands reaching for it in a circle. This is so precious. It is our lifeline pipeline, as mainstream media talks about it. And yet at the same time, you're going to see that they're wringing their hands about, but what do we do about these people who say they're going to refuse to take it, right? And when they talk about 30,000 people in a trial, let me explain to you that this is not about testing its efficacy. These people are going to be used like they typically use animals in tests. Because we skip the animal testing, we're going to go straight to the 30,000 human guinea pigs. And if they don't die immediately, they'll pronounce it safe. They're not going to do any long-term testing. I mean, Del Bigtree, his organization had him on. We talked about this. Video clips of these WHO scientists saying, you know, we got a real problem here. We haven't never done any real testing of these vaccines. We've never looked at the long-term issues of what, the health issues of this. Haven't even done it. Well, they're not even going to look at the short-term issues of this one. They're going to rush this thing right out. Let's continue on with that report.
More questions loom. Who gets the vaccine first? According to the World Health Organization, healthcare workers should
fight other people to get it first.
Then adults over 65 and people with underlying conditions.
Gonna go for the most vulnerable first.
Officer says it's looking at those groups closely in the next trial.
The phase 3 trial is geared towards testing this vaccine and those who need it the most.
But will there even be enough of it?
It's one thing to have a successful vaccine. It's another thing to make 350 million doses just for the United States.
To meet demand, companies have already started producing the vaccines,
they think we're gonna
even though
it.
None have received approval. The University of Oxford is expected to release its first clinical trial data tomorrow, yet it's already working to produce 2 billion doses of its vaccine. Moderna says it can deliver 500 million doses a year starting next year. But how effective will a vaccine be? Experts say it's likely the first ones on the market will require multiple doses or booster shots.
I think these first vaccines made through the
former
may help reduce severity of illness, which is important, but it may be the later vaccines that actually reduce transmission.
With over 150 vaccines in development worldwide, we will likely see several approved in the next few years.
And I think there's a lot of reason for optimism and encouragement for the first time in a while during this pandemic.
A step forward as the race for a vaccine continues.
You notice what was missing from that? I mean, not only did they not claim that it was going to be effective, well, we don't really know. And if it works, then we don't know, but we're going to rush this out because, you know, we got to make these things now because otherwise we just won't have enough for each and every person in the world. And it's going to be a shortage, so we're going to be fighting. We're going to look for the most vulnerable people first. And we're going to inject them. Do you think that maybe a lot of these people dying in the nursing homes had been vaccinated for flu? Had that already set them up for the next flu? Could be. Could be that's what they're up to. But as they talk about rushing this out, and they're not going to do any testing, like I said, they're going to have 30,000 volunteers. They're going to inject them. And even if they have serious side effects, like half of the Moderna people did, that's okay. We'll keep going. If they didn't die, we'll keep going. And if they did die, we'll probably still keep going. But they're not going to test those people by exposing them. Because they said, well, you know, that would be illegal. If they have to pretend that this is deadly, and they do have to pretend it, even though the fatality rate, case fatality rate here in Texas, according to the Texas Department of Health, is 1/3 to 1/4. One-third of 1 year, 2 years ago, and a quarter of what it was a year, so the last 2 years, okay? A third to a quarter of what the regular flu was. Even still, they say, well, we can't expose them to the flu. They can't expose their vaccine to a real test is a big part of that. But, you know, if you have something like Ebola that really will kill you, they can't test these medicines to see if they're effective. In other words, they can't give somebody a vaccine or some kind of a preventative medication and then expose them to something that would kill them. And they have to pretend that COVID-19 is going to kill people. So they're not going to know that this is effective. And they're already telling you that they don't think it is. But they're going to go ahead and manufacture hundreds of millions of doses of this to push out to people anyway. And here's the news. Mistrust of a coronavirus vaccine could imperil worldwide immunity. Almost daily, President Trump and leaders worldwide say that they are racing to develop a coronavirus vaccine and perhaps the most urgent mission in the history of medical science. What garbage this is. I mean, can you not? This is Soviet-style, ham-fisted propaganda. Can't you see through this? I mean, people in the Soviet Union can see through it. They said, well, there's no truth in Pravda, which supposedly means truth. There's no truth in Pravda. There's no news in Izvestia. And let me tell you, this is big pharmaceutical Pravda Investia news. Izvestia news. The repeated assurance of near miraculous speed are exacerbated by a problem. The fact is, we got to persuade people to get this. And then they go on to talk about how people don't trust this. And you better not trust it either. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Kanye West, Harriet Tubman, slavery and abortion. I think it's very interesting. Stay with us.
Starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him. I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents, and they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw him in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide, and pray for the people under deception
of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID. But, of course, it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Controversial issue of mask mandates. Let's get into some real red meat here. Let's get into religion and politics and the juncture of all this. And racism, of course. Oh, of course, racism. Walter Williams, and for those of you who don't know, Walter Williams is a black economics professor, a very wise man at Georgetown University. He wrote an op-ed piece picked up by Zero Hedge blasting the despicable behavior of today's academics, and of course he has to live with these people on a daily basis, and so he is very upset about what he has to live with on a daily basis. I don't envy him at all. I would hate to have to live in a situation where I taught economics at Georgetown. I mean, they despise any reality, any objective thought at that institution. But he begins by talking about the recent case, and I've mentioned this, Stephen Sue, an Asian, forced to resign from Michigan State University because in his position as vice president of research and innovation, he talked about a research report that somebody did to see whether or not the police work was racist. Why? Because they wanted to reform the police. They said, we got to do something about the violence. No, no, no. It's not about the violence. It's about creating a racial civil war. And I said that from the very beginning. I said, look at the way that the media is hyping this. They're going to push this George. I said, the day it happened, they're going to push this George Floyd thing into a race war. And we don't even remember who the guy is anymore that died. It's all about the racism aspect of it. But the study found the race of a police officer did not predict the race of the citizen shot. In other words, black officers were just as likely to shoot black citizens as white officers were. Now, this is the way the universities today operate. They're not going to look at this report and say, well, your report is wrong because blah, blah, blah. They're not going to dispute the facts. They're not going to dispute his assumptions. They're not going to dispute his data. They're not going to dispute his conclusions. This is not a university. That's what universities used to be about. It used to be about debate and trying to find the truth. No, no, no. They already know what the truth is. The truth is what they believe. And they're going to punish anybody and purge anybody that says anything that's different from what they believe. He goes on to the U.S. Department of Education warning UCLA that it may impose fines for improperly and abusively targeting a white professor for disciplinary action. Why? Because he used the N-word when he read from the writings of Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail, where he uses the N-word repeatedly as a commentary. So you can't even read that, and you can't read what Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, criticizing how he was being used as a, he used that as an illustration of how he says, well, you know, first you're that, then your middle name becomes boy and so forth. Boy, you read that to people and you get purged. And we've got something similar coming up too here from Red Bull. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And I'm going to show you that graphic coming up later in the program here. Red Bull, which is a company out of Austria, they like to sponsor extreme sports and they have extreme caffeine in their drinks. And so they had some of their woke people decide that they would make fun of Americans. And so they produced a slide and they did it just to, you know, to basically to trash Americans, to show how stupid and racist we are. And when they put up that parody, that criticism that was a parody, they lost their jobs because they put that up. And so here's a guy reading from Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail, and he gets fired for that. I mean, this is how these people are. They're eating their own tail. I mean, they can't even use, yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. Going back to Walter Williams, Boston University is considering the name, changing the name of its mascot because the name of the mascot is Rhett, like Rhett Butler. And it refers, they think, to Gone with the Wind. Or maybe it doesn't have anything to do with Gone with the Wind, except it just has Rhett. So you can't name anybody Rhett or Scarlet or Bonnie Blue or whatever, you know. The suppression of free speech and ideas by the elite is nothing new. It has a long and ugly history, writes Walter Williams. He says, as George Orwell said, some ideas are so stupid that only intellectuals will believe them. And that's where we are right now. I pointed out earlier in the show, the National Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. has literature they hand out to people who go there. The National Museum of African American History and Culture wants to make you aware of certain signs of whiteness, individualism, hard work, objectivity, the nuclear family, progress, respect for authority, delayed gratification, and more. Those are all bad things, according to them. Because why? Because white people do it. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, when we talk about hard work, a family, delayed gratification, all these things, you want to say that that's bad? Absolutely amazing. The categories that they had were rugged individualism, you know, self-reliance and independence. So that's bad. Instead, you want to reject those white values and you want to embrace dependency in the welfare state and socialism. Family structures. The nuclear family, where you have a father and mother and you have kids as a social unit. No, that has to be destroyed, according to the African-American history. And they've done a pretty good job. The welfare state's done a pretty good job of destroying that in the African-American community and now in the white community because of the schools and the values that are sold to us through the media. They've done a great job of destroying the family. The emphasis on the scientific method, rational thinking. Rational thinking, according to the African American Institute, is a characteristic of white people. So therefore, the opposite of that is they want you to think irrationally, which is what we see happening now on the street. And white liberals that are out there as part of the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa stuff, they have abandoned white values. They are not thinking rationally at all. Protestant work ethic. We've got to get rid of that as well as the family. The idea that hard work is the key to success, that you work before you play. If you didn't meet your goals, it's because you didn't work hard enough. We got to get rid of all of that. No, no, no. The government should provide me everything. And if I don't have the life that I want, then it's your fault. And you need to make reparations to me. That's what the African American Museum is selling as black values. Think about that. The idea that wealth is equal to worth, they say. Well, now, that may be, and I think it is, something that white culture has accepted. And that is something that I think we could very easily disprove. I don't think somebody's worth is the sum of their net worth, okay? Just take a look at people like Bloomberg, Gates, Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos. Do you really think that those are the best people among us? Do you think that wealth is equal to worth? No. I don't think so. I think that is a value out of Western society. It is one that I don't embrace. Because see, I embrace Christian Western society. That's why I embrace the work ethic. That's why I embrace the family. That's why I embrace objective thought. That's right, atheists. Christianity can stand up to rational scrutiny. Atheism, on the other hand, cannot. Yeah, everything came, all of our designed stuff came from nowhere. Yeah, that's not rational at all. And then finally, majority rules when the whites have power. Now, again, that is not something that was a value of white people. We had a republic, not a democracy. All right, folks, we've got to go to break before we get to the clip, because it's long enough that I'm not going to have time to play it, of Kanye West. And I want to talk about what he had to say about slavery and Harriet Tubman and how it was misrepresented. They just immediately shut him off. They didn't listen to what he had to say. He had something very, very important to say about that. And these people who are dismissing him, when I saw this on social media, saw people say, well, you know, Harriet Tubman didn't free people. And they go, that's it, I'm out of here, you know. And that's what you see all over social media. It was trending. And so we're talking about the rest of the story, what he actually had to say and what his point was. And it was a very important, valid point. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have specials that are 50% to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the products that we have, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, my favorite supplement. And then things that are going, that helps you to focus, to concentrate. Some of the things that are going to help you in terms of your health. Because look, folks, COVID is just one of many, many ways that you can die. And so you want to make sure that you're as healthy as possible. Your immune system with Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get your base vitamins, minerals, amino acids without taking a lot of pills. That's 50% off. Bodies to fight inflammation naturally with turmeric and many other natural ingredients. 50% off. Big discount on DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, $149, big discount, InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula, the new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We had some interesting quotes from Kanye West, really set social media on fire. I'm going to begin with the one that was most controversial. Let's play video clip number 5. This is where he talks about Harriet Tubman. And he makes an important point that they don't listen to him about. As soon as he said something that they didn't agree with, taking it the wrong way, they turned him off and flipped him off. But here's the quote in context, video clip number 5.
When Harriet Tubman, well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Okay, pause it right there. Pause it right there. Okay, that's the point at which most of the people on Twitter said, that's it, I'm out of here, let's purge this guy, I don't ever want to hear anything else from him anymore. And you understand what he's saying here. He said, Harriet Tubman didn't free anybody, she just had them go to work for other white folks, right? Because what he's talking about here is the Industrial Revolution, and although certainly there is a big difference between economic slavery and chattel slavery, the point that he's making is he's trying to point these people into the current society. Do you realize that what he's trying to say is that, do you realize that if you don't have any economic control over your life, because, you know, those are white values, the idea that you should work hard and set goals and achieve those goals. I just read for you the African American Museum in Washington, D.C. said that's whiteness. You don't want whiteness. You want dependency. You want to just kind of go with the flow. Don't make any plans. Don't do any hard work. Expect it to be given to you. And he's pointing out to them it doesn't work that way. And more importantly, when you look at where we are today, he's trying to get people to look at their current situation and to realize how enslaved they are to a number of things, to a number of things. And he doesn't even go to where we are about to be led. The chains that are being forged on us as part of this UN 2030 agenda, which is what this lockdown is all about, constant tracking, basically pushing us into a cyber community. You know, when I look at how everything from work to church, to everything. It's going online, onto Zoom and so forth. And do you realize that this is another way that the globalist multinational corporations can open up the borders, right? They can have, if they can set up work as being defined simply in cyberspace, not only does that give them a way to track and to control and to monitor everything that you do, because, you know, you're working on these computers that has all the rest of your information on it. Don't tell me that they're not perusing that as you're working online, so-called. But they can also hire cheap labor from India or anywhere without even bothering to bring them in, without getting any permission from the government. It's a way for them to transcend the borders. Understand that everything that we see being put on us as controls are part of the globalist agenda. They're creating an international workforce in cyberspace that will work cheaply. They're creating demand for people who have to have higher internet, which means that they've got people out there begging for 5G, just like you got people out there begging for face masks, and they're going to be begging for the vaccine. So everything they have there, it's like Henry Kissinger saying, you know, at some point in time, we're going to have a lot of unrest, and people will be begging for the UN to send in troops. Well, we're begging them to enact the UN 2030 agenda in every one of these aspects. Why? Because of COVID-19. But you don't see that slavery. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play the rest of what Kanye West was talking about. He was trying to wake them up a little bit I'm going to try to wake you up the rest of the way. Stay with us.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I began talking about Kanye West's very controversial remarks. I stopped it when he said, and that's where most people stopped it, Harriet Tubman didn't free anybody. She just got them out to work for other white masters, right? And we all need to think about that. What is true freedom and what is slavery? When we look at this communist corporate takeover that is happening in our country, where we have the major retail chains, national retail chains, telling you it's a privilege for you to be able to go in and buy food in their store, and they're going to deny you that privilege based on your health choices. Are you free? Who are you a slave to? I mean, the corporations run the government, or are they in partnership? But I can tell you something. You don't have the kind of freedom that the founders had. You know, George Washington said, the British hear us talking about freedom and liberty, and they think that we are, they mock us for that. They say, we're free. What are you talking about? The British people are free. They said, well, yeah, they walk about freely, but it's between high walls. And now you can't even get into the high walls of Walmart, right? The regulations, are, the walls are like the science fiction thing where you get trapped in this thing, the walls start moving in. Well, they've been moving in for quite some time. A lot of people don't even see it, and they're not even trying to escape. And so Kanye West had something to say for the people, and they immediately turned him off when he said, well, Harriet Tubman didn't free anybody. That's it. That's it. And so I want to play the full quote for you in context. Let's play video clip 5, and I won't interrupt it this time. Go ahead.
When Harriet Tubman, well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people. Between the ages of 12 to 21 that follows this person in order to buy this product. You don't know who's the head of the boards. In risk or no risk of losing whatever deal possible, I am not on the board at Adidas. I am not on the board at Gap. And that has to change today.
All right, so what he is saying here, and this is the fundamental heresy of Kanye West. The fundamental heresy is to say that there's slavery going on today. of a form. And actually, there is literal slavery going on in Africa that they don't want to pay any attention to. A lot of it's going on because of Muslims, Muslim countries predominantly. In Libya, our failed foreign policy resulted in literal slave markets. We have Muslims enslaving black people and selling them on the block. You have chattel slavery going on in Muslim countries. But beyond the literal chattel slavery that continues to this day, beyond the kind of slavery that is often called white slavery, that is prostitution and so forth, people being captured and put in that, you do have the other type of slavery, which is an economic slavery. Now, where Kanye is wrong is to say, to focus on the fact that, look, we don't have enough blacks on corporate boardrooms and so forth. Let me explain to you, Kanye, as a white man who is not on a corporate board. Having a white Jeff Bezos does not make me free as a white man, okay? It's about your own personal freedom. It's about individualism, which, you know, as we're told by the National Museum of African American History, individualism is a white thing. And you got to stop thinking collectively, because that collective thinking, Kanye, is what is enslaving your mind. You think that because there are black people in positions of power, black people in wealth, that things automatically get better for people everywhere else? No, that's not the case. I mean, look at all the black athletes or black entertainers such as yourself that are doing just fine. And you still have black poverty. It's the dependence. It's the groupthink. It's the racism about skin color, the focusing on that, that keeps you in your place, keeps you enslaved. That enslaves your mind. It takes away your ability to achieve. And the people who have succeeded, who are black, are the ones who have ignored that. They pushed beyond that. They pushed for excellence. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that was a white value. Yeah, you know, when you push on hard work is the key to success. Isn't that how the successful black athletes became successful? Isn't that how the successful black musicians became successful? Hard work? Yeah, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You practice, 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 right? That's the direction that you take to get there. So in a sense, he's making a point, and the heresy is that he's telling black people, forget about what happened 150 years ago. You got to focus on the here and now. But then he still comes back to skin color, which is where he loses it, where he still hasn't shed the mental chains that have enslaved him. Let's talk about what he had to say about abortion next. Video clip number 6. That he was almost aborted by his father. But his mom saved his life because his dad was too busy. I almost killed my daughter. That's right. He goes on to say, repeat the same thing that he said. Well, he didn't repeat it, but he said it last month in an interview with Forbes, that Planned Parenthood abortion facilities exist in cities on behalf of, quote, white supremacists to do the devil's work. Well, they're actually white eugenicists. That's the real white supremacy. The white eugenicists of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. That truly is a white supremacy. And, which brings us back, you know, Kanye West talks about how he's doing this for God. He says, it's a new world to have someone who is not afraid of anyone and only afraid of God and in honor of God. Well, that's admirable. But I got to say, it's not anything that's new. We saw that with the founders as well. We saw that with the people at the Alamo. We've seen that with a lot of Americans. You know, that is not anything new. It's just something that we don't know or pretend didn't exist. But when we talk about racism, and I hope that Kanye West, as he's a new Christian, I hope he comes to realize that race is a eugenicist construct. It was something that Charles Darwin and others used to show a progression of man. And depending on the group, whether it was white people or it was Asians, they would rank their race, quote unquote, their race at the top. As a Christian, I hope he comes to understand that race is simply a eugenics construct. And skin color and things like that are simply that kind of a construct. When we talk about a Christian, we talk about a brotherhood of man. We talk about everybody being of one blood. There are distinctions of culture, of language, and of nationality, political constructs. And these are the things that differentiate us, for good or for bad. And those good things are now being destroyed.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com. We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today
from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's kind of interesting to see people's reactions to Kanye West. I thought it was interesting what he had to say, but it's even more interesting to see the reactions. As soon as he said, well, yeah, Harriet Tubman didn't free anybody. They were still enslaved to a system where they were not part of it or whatever. And again, trying to get people to understand that there's more than one way that you can be enslaved, and that is heresy, because that doesn't fit in with the Marxist agenda that's being pushed on people by communists and by corporations. Pushing a revolution and a race war. He had some other things to say. And it was interesting to see how Reason Magazine took his statement. They said, well, you know, he offered both red meat and poison to the right, to the left, and to libertarians. And so they say, for the conservative right, here's what he had, the red meat that he had for the conservative right. He said, guns don't kill people, people kill people. That's right. Talked about how much fun it is to shoot guns. He says, Israeli women know how to fire a firearm. They're trained how to do it. I get to use AR-15s on my 4,000-acre ranch and so forth. So, you know, he talked about that. He suggested that unilateral disarmament on either the personal or national level just puts you at other people's mercy. All right, so that's there for the conservative right. And here's what Reason Magazine points out. They say, this is their commentary on all that. Well, while this particular sort of conservatism is too old-fashioned, even for most modern American so-called conservatives, you talk about how guns don't kill people, people kill people. In other words, we have to sort out people who are rational, right? And Kanye cracking is the headline right now in the Drudge Report. I don't think Kanye is cracking. I think these people are cracking because they can't handle just a little bit of truth, you know? He comes in and says, well, you know, you're slaves if you don't participate, if you're not at the top and so forth. He talks about people who are on the board of directors. How many black people on the board of directors? Again, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It has something to do with your individual achievement, which is by hard work. But, of course, we're told by the National Museum of African American History that hard work is a white thing. So, yeah, go ahead and embrace dependency and laziness and see how far that gets you in life. That's what they're telling black people. And this is why, you know, you have people like Walter Williams who are coming out and saying, look, we've been lied to. And so, again, this is old-fashioned conservatism, says Reason Magazine. I don't know what Reason Magazine has a problem with any of that stuff. I guess Reason Magazine would consider me to be Archie Bunker. West joined his fellow earth-shaking pop music genius turned hardcore Christian Bob Dylan in calling for a self-sufficient agricultural life as the best solution to most social and economic ills. Yeah, absolutely right. You know, he's getting back to the basic values of the founders, which was, you know, they said, I don't really think we're going to have a free society if we have a centralized, industrialized society, that agrarian society and the independence and the, low population, concentration, the lack of being able to control people and that kind of a lifestyle. Because, you know, what's the worst that can happen to you if you're growing your own food and you have, you don't have this kind of concentrated control? But boy, I mean, we're way beyond that. I mean, the Civil War was fought over the Industrial Revolution and the creation of the nation state. I've mentioned this before. I'll say it real quickly again. Just look at what happened in Italy at the same time. It was a fight between the entrenched agrarian society and the rising industrial powers to create nation states. And slavery was just one component of that here in the United States. It was not a component in Italy. And yet they had a civil war at exactly the same time for exactly the same reason. But what is happening now in this fourth turning is a change from the industrialized society to a technocratic tyranny. And if you don't understand what that entails, the slavery that that entails, that is worse than the worst dystopian nightmare that has been envisioned by any science fiction writer. What these people have planned, what they are already enacting as part of this COVID-19 lockdown, that is exactly what we have to fight. Anyway, goes on to talk about, for the libertarian, he talks about the death penalty and gun rights. He seems to hold the bootstrap notion that not being literal slaves is not nearly enough for black Americans, that they have to achieve ownership of business. That's exactly right. That's not about how many black people are on the board of directors, but it's whether or not you are in control of your life. And so it's kind of interesting to see what is happening with this. And I think it's even more interesting to see people freak out because he's dropping a lot of red pills on people about this stuff. And especially about abortion as well. That as well. And when we look at what is happening in churches, while we're on the subject of religion, as Breitbart points out, a recent satanic desecration marks the 11th attack on Christian churches in a very short period of time. Over the weekend, St. Joseph Church was vandalized by an unknown individual or individuals who painted satanic and anarchist symbols on its doors. Said a person or groups of persons did that in New Haven, Connecticut. And we've seen similar incidents in Chattanooga, Queens, Boston, Sacramento, Ocala, Florida. The underlying motive for these sacrilegious attacks is clear: to intimidate, to instill fear in the hearts of those who worship Christ. That's a comment from the church there. And they said, prior to that, a disruptive individual had attended church services in the days leading up to the incident, prompting calls to police. And of course, we just saw an attack in Fairfax County, Virginia, over this weekend. This was a individual who was not an outsider, not somebody who was part of a anarchist group or satanic group or whatever. He was actually somebody who was mentally disturbed, who attended that church. And he came into the church with a knife. And the interesting thing about this attack was that the police chief attended that church. And the police chief was there. He was one of several people who were wounded. Some of them very severely. The police chief was not wounded very severely, but they subdued the individual with a knife. And the thing I find interesting about this is that the police chief was not wearing a firearm. I just don't understand this in this day and age, after we have seen this kind of hatred and this kind of violence directed at people simply because of your skin color, simply because you're a Christian. I mean, this hate that is being cultivated by these communist and anarchist groups out there, and certainly you would think that a police chief would understand that. The churches need to understand that as well. And they need to take actions to protect their church. Designate some people who are going to be caring, as we saw in the church that was attacked up in Dallas. Yes, one of the protectors was killed, but the guy would have killed a lot more people if he hadn't been stopped. All right, we're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to take a look at what is going on with Red Bull and with the communist corporate revolutionaries. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So, these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs. spread the word and, of course, trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are a lot of signs that people are really waking up to the New World Order and global government. But one of the biggest is privacy pouches. I've been selling these for more than 10 years. In the old days, they weren't 100% effective. Now they are. They're little bitty, lightweight Faraday cages that small phones and even large cell phones fit into very, very comfortably and then slip right into your pocket. And these things work great. That way, you're not tracked. You're not traced by government, by big corporations, by big tech, by hackers, by criminals. They're selling your data. They're using it against you. AI uses this to be able to predict the future, manipulate markets. It's critical that everyone stop going around with your cell phones being naked. Well, I got to tell you, normally we probably sold a couple hundred a month. We're selling upwards of 1,000 of these a day. Plus, we have a good unit, and it's also a good price. We have it in four different colors. It's the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. People are really waking up. I'm seeing it all over the news that folks are aware of this and are now using these. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we've got racist white liberals, and you know, that includes Austrian white liberals at Red Bull who got hoisted by their own petard, blown up by their own bomb. They were making a joke in a slide to mock and to denigrate stupid Americans. Those American white people. And so they put up a slide at one point talking about, and these are the people that want to sell you Americans Red Bull. And so they put up stuff like this to talk about, to mock the ignorant U.S. consumer. Well, you know, I don't know what the context of this was. Perhaps it was, you know, we would be doing better in our North American division if we didn't have such stupid consumers out there that we have to deal with. Because here's a, you know, here's a map, and you can see the map, and there's big red, white, and blue over America. And then you have all these other areas of the world drawn in very crudely by hand. And above us is a green area of Canada. And then over to the side is, you know, Alaska patched on. It says, more America, more America. America, we're number one. Okay. And so I'll just read you some of these labels because they're pretty funny. And just bear in mind that they were not fired. These people were fired. They were not fired because they mocked Americans. They're not fired because they tried to make us ignorant fools. No, no, no. They were fired because of these jokes that they made in terms of, you know, projecting our bigotry, our ignorance, our prejudice against the rest of the world. For instance, they have, in the Caribbean, it says, an arrow there says, cruise ships go here. Canada is labeled uninhabited. Mexico and South America are marked as coffee comes from here, I think. Africa is marked zoo animals come from here. Middle East is labeled evildoers and an arrow pointing to the region saying bombs go here. Russia is just labeled as communists. China is labeled where they make our stuff. Japan has an arrow pointing to it saying TVs and cameras. Australia, a label that says kangaroos. Antarctica, cold. Arctic Circle, Santa. And so for this joke, that was, again, condescending mocking of their customers in America by the North American branch of Red Bull. I think they need to call themselves Red BS is what these people are about. It's not because they mocked Americans, not because they hate Americans, but because they put these jokes up about these other places. And so these people had been lobbying in recent weeks. The people were fired. Three of them were fired. They've been lobbying for more diversity, you know, because it's Americans who are stupid. And all three were told they were losing their job. We reject racism in every form. We always have and we always will. Except that, you know, when it is ridiculing white Americans, and then it's perfectly fine. It's just, you know, that racism when they started ridiculing those other places. You know, evildoers and bombs go here and stuff like that. No, 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 no. We're going to shut those people down. Cisco has fired an employee that questioned Black Lives Matter during a company-wide racism discussion. Well, do not blaspheme the Black Lives Marxists. You know, don't claim that there's another agenda here going on. You know, we have George Soros funding them to the tune of like $250 million, and then his organizations get a $20 million kickback from the, you know, because he's a small business, I guess. As part of this COVID-19 thing, he gets a 10% discount. This is why I don't support universal basic income. I don't support central control of the economy. I don't support crony capitalism. And I don't support the corruption that comes with exactly what has come with our lockdown number one and is coming with lockdown number two. You wind up sending money, wind up sending $20 million to George Soros and $80 million to Planned Parenthood, and you call it a small business bailout? While more than 50% of the small businesses have gone out of business permanently, and the rest of them are hanging on as little toadies and quislings with their mask regulations, hoping that somehow they're going to survive long enough with a 25% or 50% the availability to be open. Oh, what a bunch of, this country has just become so passive. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, this guy, several people spoke out online against Black Lives Matter during the online forums. One employee wrote, for example, Black lives don't matter. All lives matter. Can't say that because that reinforces racism. So they get fired because, Cisco is not going to tolerate that. You understand what this is, right? You understand that the multinational corporations are fully on board with globalism, with the UN 2030 agenda, where they're going to lock you into their smart cities, which will be run by them, just like Google's got Sidewalk Labs. They're going to move out of their domination and control of cyberspace into physical space. And they'll do the same thing in physical space, tracking you, sanctioning you, just the same thing they're doing online. That's what this is all about. And making money hand over fist at the same time. You know, there's a great quote, and I requoted it today. It's actually from Ayn Rand, which I have some big differences with Ayn Rand. She occasionally hits on the truth, but she's a hardcore atheist. But she lived under communism, and she can smell it, could smell it a mile away. And here's what she had to say. She said, communism and socialism are not different. They have the ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force. Socialism proposes to do it by the vote. So it's really a choice between murder and suicide. That's the difference, if you want to know, between communism and socialism. The difference between murder and suicide. We have, and of course, we're being murdered by these communists who run the corporations. We're being murdered. We're being enslaved in the name of private property freedoms. When have you ever seen the socialist left embrace private property freedom or the discretion of businesses to serve whoever they wish? And now the people who are not wearing masks are the ones who are barred from the lunchroom counter and from the grocery store and from the public transportation. We don't even get to sit in the back of the bus, as if I wanted to ride a bus. But that's what we see now. You make these kind of health choices. You make a health choice about a mask because you don't want to suffocate yourself. You're one of those I can't breathers. Well, then you're going to be purged. And just wait for the vaccines, because that's coming at warp speed, coming at you at warp speed. Ex-Google tech lead says why diversity policy is toxic. He said, we're told that institutional bias reduction training and diversity hiring policies are meant to create an inclusive environment which values and respects minorities. Silicon Valley, however, believes that it is leading the world in advancing such values, but the opposite is true. And so this is a an individual who is talking about how diversity training and hiring practices do not extinguish prejudice. They actually promote it. It's just a different form of racism, a different target. And this is the same Democrat Party that was behind the Jim Crow rules. It's just a different group of people, right? Just a different racial group. Because as they see the demographics shifting, the Democrat Party has shifted from a white supremacy situation to a situation where people of color are supreme, and they're going to kick white people. It's just the same Democrat policies that they've always had for political advantage. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand selected. It's beyond organic. Wild crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants.
We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for you.
Welcome back. You know, there was an interesting article on the New American on the AmericanConservative.com. Woke America is pre-revolutionary Russia. And in it, they quote an essay from a writer, Peter Savagnik, writing in Tablet magazine. And he points out the similarities in the way woke America is to pre-revolutionary Russia. He says, metaphysical gap between mid-19th century Russia and early 21st century America is narrowing. The parallels between them and then and us now, political and social, but mostly characterological, are becoming sharper and more unavoidable. And, of course, he says, the U.S., of course, is not czarist Russia. And history doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. And so here's how we see the similarities between the two. He said, the coarsening of the culture, our economic woes, our political log jams, the opportunism, the fecklessness of our so-called elites and leaders, the corruption of our institutions, the ease with which we talk about revolution, as in Bernie Sanders' romanticization of political revolution, the anger, the polarization, the anti-Semitism. These are issues that are now coming, and they rhyme with that. Many of those things are verbatim there. Now we have the anti-whiteness that is coming out. Now the whites are the people that you can poke fun at, that you can ridicule, that you, it's not only okay to hate white people, but it's demanded that you hate white people, which is very similar to what happened in Nazi Germany. And so when you look at this, he looks at this as a Russian, and he sees parallels to the Russian Revolution. But all of these factors here are part of a fourth turning. the fact that people are fed up with the system. They're fed up with the institutions that failed. The leadership has failed. And everybody just wants to take it to the ground. And so he talks about various Russian novels and characters in them who will say that we can, in one particular novel, the character says it's obvious that all of Russia is rotten, and anyone who can't see that is an idiot or a knave, and the only solution is to raise everything to the ground. One can imagine arriving at the conclusion that Russia would never reform itself, that the only way to liberate it from its medievalism was to start over. And this character in this novel, Bazarov, whose empirical nature we're led to understand informs his nihilism, is convinced that Russia must start over, and everything about Russia and everything about him, his sarcasm, his lack of empathy, is meant to convey disdain, destruction, and a sweeping away of the old. And this is where we are. Why? Because this is a fourth turning. This isn't something that was, peculiar to Russia. And again, you know, Russia, after 80 years, they threw off the communists again, because it's, 72 to 80 years is about the time that people will go in and restructure society. And we have to be very concerned about the pattern that they want to restructure us into. They have laid it out and they're following it to the T. It is a blueprint. The UN 2030 agenda is a blueprint, and they are enacting all the different aspects of that blueprint. They've already done it with this lockdown. And they are continuing to move down that path. And so he goes on to say, it's uncanny the parallels between then and now. And it is truly what we're going to see because of the fourth turning. It is a parallel to the Russian Revolution, but not only to that. He said, we know how this turned out. For those who have forgotten, for those who are too young or ignorant to know, we should remind them over and over again. Those who questioned the revolution, objected to any of its ends or its means, thought that there might be something worth preserving, they were deemed to be hostile combatants or hapless chumps. In the end, they were all airbrushed because only idiots worried about the truth. There was no truth. The only thing that was important was to keep one's head down. And so when we look at this, I want you to keep that in mind as you listen to the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, as she is trying to sweep away all order, and with that, of course, part of that is sweeping away, completely eradicating the police, but she makes it clear that it's not simply about that. Now, she is on board with the revolution. So I want to play a clip for you from Lori Lightfoot, and then we have a Portland activist basically saying the same thing. We want to abolish the USA. Video clip number one, Lori Lightfoot.
You got to eliminate that compliance, and you make it a mandate, and then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people that run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have the inspector general do some spot audits to make sure that there is real compliance.
You see that? You're going to do it through the bureaucracy. You're not going to do it through your elected representatives. You're going to do it through the bureaucracy. This has been the pattern. We have legislation without representation. They call it rules. They say it's not laws. So you don't get any due process because they say it's not laws. And they have already talked about how they're openly writing articles about it throughout the mainstream press. I mean, this is not radical left-wing rags anymore. This is mainstream press. USA Today, CNN, and others. Talking about, what do we do with these people when they won't take the vaccine? Well, we don't want to make a law out of it. We'll do it with regulations. Because if we say that, if we do this through the legislative process, first of all, they'll have some people who will vote against it. But they say, if we say that this is a law, that will invite legal challenges and people will demand due process. So we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it through the bureaucracies. And that's what you hear her saying. Everything that they do, everything that they've been doing has been done through the bureaucracies. The lockdown is a bureaucratic tyranny being imposed on us by Fauci, and Trump stands idly by. They might say, well, send us the statistics, or I don't know, he's a pretty good guy, but I think he's pushing this a little bit too hard. They won't oppose it. The left knows exactly what they are doing. They are the ones who are playing 4D chess. We have a pacifier stuck in our mouth called Donald Trump. Get that pacifier out of your mouth. Don't let him silence you. Don't believe that he's going to make this all work out. He's standing by manufacturing the vaccines as we speak. And then here's the Portland activist, video clip number two.
Hi, everyone. As many of you know, my name is Lilith Sinclair. I'm an Afro-Indigenous, non-binary local organizer here in Portland, organizing for the abolition of not just the militarized police state, but also the United States as we know.
That's right. That's what she's advocating for, the abolition of the United States as we know it. Lilith Sinclair. Lilith. Who names her kid Lilith? Deep psychological issues there from the very beginning. But she calls herself an Afro-Indigenous. Well, no, actually she isn't. She was not born in Africa. She was born in America. She is not 100% African, as you can see from her skin color. But she doesn't even want to say African-American. She hates America so much that she calls herself Afro-Indigenous. And, of course, she's part of the LGBT radical mob because, see, the real foundation of America is Christianity and the Christian moral principles. And that is what has to be swept away. So when we look at this, and we'll have more to say about this coming up, I'm going to be hosting with Owen Schroyer the first half of the Alex Jones show, as Alex is on vacation. So take a brief break here in just a few minutes, and then I'll be back over there. But as we look at where this is coming, folks, this is really coming from the corporations who are pushing this revolution. They are partnering with the communists, as they've been partnering with communist China for decades. They're creating a global economy that will be based in cyberspace. Because, you know, people don't have to come here from India anymore. They don't have to get the H-1B visa. They don't have to grease any politicians, palms to get their people over here. They can just have them work cheaply from India. That's the way this is going. And so this is part of the global agenda to force everybody into cyberspace that is already controlled by the technocratic elite. And it was the big new Brzezinski who told us, the guy who was the real president during the Carter administration, just as the real president during Nixon administration was Henry Kissinger. He told us where we were going with this. Told us back in the 1970s. All right, before we go to break, real quickly, Christmas in July sale has been extended. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. Many of our most popular products, 50% off and free shipping. And future discounts, that's a double Patriot points. All that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. Thank you.